After being in the National Guard and working at Bigelow Motors, I met a fellow named Eddie Palancar, and he also liked automotive, and we talked about going into business. And I said that would be a good idea. But I kept working at Bigelow Motors. And then one day, a friend of mine said that they were going to go on a hayride. And he knew this girl, a friend of his girlfriend, Jerry, that would go on a hayride with me and I'd go on a blind date. I said, that would be fine. And I had bought a straw cowboy hat, picked up this young lady named Bonnie Strauss, and took her on a hayride. Well, she made a lasting impression, and after the hayride, I asked her out. And we start going together, and she lived on Fabian Place in Newark, and I lived on Wainwright Street. And then one day, I said to my mother, you know, I really like this girl. I'd like to get engaged to her and ask her to marry me. And my mother said, okay, I'll take you to this jewelry store that we have friends in. And that friend had a store on Broadway in Bloomfield. And we went there. And we bought a ring, and I proposed to Bonnie. And we consequently got married. When Bonnie and I were married in the Clinton Manor in Newark, the rabbi that bar mitzvahed me, I had called upon to marry us. Well, we were all gathered at the Clinton Manor, and we were waiting for the rabbi to arrive. And as time passed, no rabbi. We called and we couldn't make contact. So a cousin of mine who was invited to the wedding, Rabbi Klein, was there, and I told him of our predicament, and he graciously said that he had a license to marry us in New Jersey. So he went ahead and married us, and a rabbi never showed up. He had gone to a party and forgot all about coming to our wedding. And for years, I always kidded my wife and told my children that we weren't really legally married because Rabbi Klein wasn't licensed to marry in New Jersey. But that was just a big joke that I used to play on Bonnie to get her goat.